angel appeared to them.
Ah, an incredibly beautiful angel. It is so beautiful. I am afraid.
The angel said, "Do not be afraid. My beauty is a gift to everyone." So the shepherds did as they were told and traveled the world telling everyone about the handsome angel they met. They went to places like Egypt and New York. And even Funky Town. No, stop dancing. The end.
Does she stay out there for that whole time that I'm doing the dances?
Where he pulls Mary out from behind the wall. No. So she was behind the wall, and now you're pulling her
now
out.
Now I bring her back out?
Yeah, saying thank you. What?
Okay, what was your last line there?
Stop dancing. The end. Thank you.
Wow. Wow. I am sure you have all been touched and amazed by my talents today.
That had almost nothing to do with A Christmas Story, Reginald.
Well, at least I did a good job. Oh, look at that. No, it's not. Look at that. Oh, I must be off. I'm late for my next performance. Until next time, I exeunt left.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
At me?
Like
at him.
While she's talking, and then I'm.
Whoa, wait.
All right.
Okay, we can start from
now,
the top.
Imagine that you're all alone.
Yeah, and we can just go for
it's
20 minutes and then stop.
Quiet.
Hello and good morning. I'm so happy to see all of you here with us today.
I can just feel the excitement. Can you feel it? Really? I think I heard you. Let me check. Can you feel the excitement? Easy there, easy.
Easy? I can't be easy. I'm on a mission, and we've got some huge things to be excited about at Christmas. And not just Christmas lights and gifts and 27 chances for a sugar rush. I'm talking about something big. Something we can all be a part of. It's compassion, which we define as this. Compassion is caring enough about someone else's needs. I can't think of anything better for Christmas time, or any time for that matter.
Well, compassion is a good idea, but...
Everyone, say that definition with me one time, really loud, on the count of three. Ready? One, two, three. Compassion is caring enough to do something about someone else's need. That was awesome. Got it. Okay. Today, we have a great plan to celebrate Christmas and the compassion that God has shown all of us.
I think it's better to say it like this. We have a mission.
Exactly. I said that earlier. We have a mission. My name is Brandy, and this is my co-host, Jason. And our mission today is for all of us, right here, right now, to celebrate Christmas together.
Can you feel the excitement? Okay, enough of that. Would you just stop?
Excuse me, I thought we were on this mission together.
Yes, but the people are getting so riled up, they'll forget our mission. We're doing it differently this year, remember?
I remember we agreed to keep it simple and just tell the story of...
It's an undercover kind of thing. Kind of like this... Yeah, sort of like this Christmas outfit.
Yeah. That's just weird.
Just like, you can hug. hardly see me right now.
Right.
I'm not going to get in the way of the real meaning of Christmas.
Well, you had me scared there for a second, but you're exactly right. We need to focus on the real meaning of Christmas.
Yes.
Yeah. I guess I'm a little surprised to hear that coming from someone just like you.
This?
Uh-huh.
Thank you. Oh, it's just something I threw on for my undercover mission today. But let's not get carried away. We need to scale down, cut down, chill a little bit.
Jason, I know we said simple and sensible, but that doesn't mean we don't get excited. It just means we get really pumped about one big important thing. That's why we decorated everything around. Wait a minute! Those trees! They don't have anything on them!
Exactly! Sensible!
We spent hours decorating those trees.
And I just minutes undecorating them because they weren't sensible.
Sensible?
Yes, we're having a sensible Christmas.
Maybe you should tell me what you mean by sensible, because I'm not sure I understand.
Sensible. Sensible. Sensible.
That's really not helping. Plus, I want my trees decorated.
Sensible. I'm going to give these people a Christmas they will remember with all of their senses.
Oh, sensible. Like, just a way to celebrate Christmas with your senses.
Yes! What were you thinking?
Never mind.
Everyone will get to use all four of their senses today.
Five.
What?
You mean five senses.
Whatever. They will use their sight eyeballs, their hearing eyeballs, earballs, their tasting tongue buds, and their finger bud touching senses to experience all of what Christmas has to offer.
Smell.
Just because you disagree doesn't mean you have to say mean things to me.
That wasn't mean. I'm saying you left out smell.
Oh, yeah. Well, everyone, you shouldn't smell for Christmas. But what you should remember is what you see, what you hear, what you feel, and what you taste.
Smell.
For the last time, I took a shower.
You left out smell again.
I still don't. I try to leave out smell most of the time.
I still don't see why you took all my decorations off those trees.
They weren't sensible. They need to appeal to the sense of sight.
They had lights and garlands and pretty decorations all over. They were beautiful.
But we can do a lot better.
We can?
Do you guys think we can do better?
But they were amazing. How are you going to do any better?
Oh, I'm glad you asked.
Why do I feel like sensible is about to cancel out simple?
Since this is going to be a sensible Christmas, I'm going to need some volunteers to help pull this off. If I can get my teams out there to grab two people and wonderful dads. How about dads? Not yet. Dads who just like to throw things. All right, you and you, come up here on stage. All right, since we are dealing with the sensible sense of sight, your jobs here are simple. You must turn these ordinary, dull, boring trees. They were not boring.
Oh, they were not boring.
Into eye-popping spectacles of Christmas magic by placing all of the decorations in front of you onto your respective tree.
How is this going to be any better?
By using these.
Look at me, you guys. Face me. Face me. And push it out. Now, Bailey, you do the same thing. Use your other arm. Face me. Look. Bailey, look at me. What? Ah!
Yeah. Yes.
On your mark, get set. Oh, I was told by Pastor I needed to play this first.
Jingle Jam, A Sensible Christmas is not responsible for anything that's getting ready to happen on the stage. It is also not responsible for laughter, crying, loud noises, grins, hoopla, frolicking, merriment, and overall people having a good time. Merry Christmas.
Was that really necessary?
It's good to know the facts. On your mark, get set, go! Okay, that's it. Stop!
I must say, Jason.
Oh, did you want to test the countdown? Oh. There's no music there? It says it's a video. Oh, that's it? Okay.
Yeah, I bet there'll be lots of cheering and...
Yeah.
Let's go! Cheer!
All right. Okay, that's it. Stop!
I must say, Jason, they might not be the most beautiful trees, but they are quite a sight.
Thank you. Let's give our two decorators a big round of applause. These trees will stay on stage for the rest of our production to remind us of what a sight is truly, as a monument to how sight is truly a part of a sensible Christmas, which means it's time to move on to the sense of sound.
I love the sounds of Christmas. But I want to be clear. Our mission here today is to focus on the story of what God did. And so if we can do that through sound...
You doubt? Take it away, fellas.
Hello! Hi! I'm MC Haggis, the world's greatest Scottish rapper! And this is Seamus McFamous, the world's greatest Scottish beatboxer!
Hey!
Give him a taste of what you can do. Ho! That was electric! And we are experts on sound, but not just hip-hop beats. We also dabble in the ancient music of our Scottish ancestors. That's right, punk rock. So sit back and let your earlobes be bombarded with totally awesome Christmas sounds. Isn't that right, Seamus?
Aye.
Let's kick it!
Hey, Seamus.
Aye.
Yeah, you. Can I tell him what you got me for Christmas?
Aye.
Great, here we go. On the first day of Christmas, my bestie gave to me a throw-in rock because it's free. Ow! On the second day...
As far as the sense of sound goes, all I can say is we definitely heard that. All 12 days of it.
Oh, come on, Brandy. That was music to my sensible Christmas ears.
It just made my ears more sensitive. I think they actually hurt now.
Well, sometimes Christmas hurts, Brandy. That's just the way it is, but you have to admit, this sensible Christmas thing is really working out.
We're certainly celebrating, and if we could just get back on mission, I'd say it's one of your better ideas.
Can you say that again? I want to make it my ringtone.
Stop that.
No, that's my old ringtone.
Okay. We've hit sight and sound, but I think I've got a really good way to combine all the senses into an amazing look at the way Christmas...
Touch! You missed touch, and I've got something all ready to go.
Why does that make me nervous?
No idea. I need 3 volunteers.
I know I said this was making me nervous, but I guess it's you who should be nervous.
That's not true. She's being overdramatic. Bring out the box!
See what I mean?
Okay, so this game is simple. You will each take turns putting your hand in the box and figuring out what Christmas item is inside.
That's not too bad.
And you won't be able to see what's inside.
Getting worse.
You're not helping. Okay, contestant one, you're up. Here, let me put my hand over your eyes until the object is inside the box. All right. Feel around. Yes. What? That's right. It's a Christmas tree. And for using your sense of touch and figuring out the answer, you win a fruit cake, which your senses will be feeling for days after you eat it. Let's give contestant one a big round of applause. Okay, contestant two, you're up. What do you think is inside the box? That's right, it's ornament hangers. After using your sense of touch and figuring out the answer, you win a poinsettia. Just don't eat it, because your sense of sickness will become very strong. Let's give contestant two a big round of applause. Okay, contestant three, you're up. What do you think's inside the box? That's right, cranberry sauce. And for using your sense of touch and figuring out the answer, you win a gallon of eggnog. Just don't drink it all at once, or your sense of toilet finder will have to be strong as well. Let's give contestant three a big round of applause.
You know what, Jason? That was funny.
Thank you, Brandy. That means a lot.
The box made me think. The box made me think of Christmas presents and gift giving. And, Jason, if you were thinking of giving me any of those presents you just demonstrated, please don't.
You don't want cranberry sauce?
Not so much.
Looks like I have some more Christmas shopping to do.
You would go to the mall for me?
Are you kidding? With all of those old people walking around the perimeter?
Actually, I think it's a great time to refocus on our mission to share the amazing heart of Christmas. Through
the sense of smell. How could I forget? In fact, we can focus on the sense of smell and Christmas shopping at the same time with our friends at Christmas Shopping Network.
Welcome back to the Christmas Shopping Network. The holiday season is upon us.
Hi. Is anyone else out here? Sorry, I just kind of feel bad for saying this, but I'm glad it's just us. I have a video I want to show you that helps tell the Christmas story in such a simple, beautiful way. It even uses all the senses, including what I call an amazing sixth sense. I know Jason loves Christmas, and he really, really, really wants all of you to feel how amazing it is, but sometimes his approach is a little...
Taste?
No, that's not what I was going to...
I totally forgot taste, one of the greatest senses of all time!
Oh, right, taste. How could we forget?
I'm an expert in taste!
Yes, you are, Jason. But I was just out here explaining, it would be a great time at this point if we could just take the Christmas story
and slather it with some taste!
No, listen, you've done so much already.
Say no more. It is not going to be too exhausting for me to add to this already stellar production, but I thank you for your concern.
Again, that's not what...
For I shall not lift a finger for this next segment.
But what about food?
Food? Ha! I'm not talking about taste. Ugh. I'm talking about taste! Ladies and gentlemen, please put your hands together and welcome my friend... And Brandy's root cause for migraine medicine.
Friends, Romans, people from other countries I can't think of on the top of my head. Behold, I am Reginald Fastidius III, the greatest one-man Shakespearean Bible story reenactor and part-time dunking booth operator at the local fair. I'm here to inspire you, to inform you, and
Confound
you with my performing arts, thusly.
Thank you.
Oh yeah, thank you.
Reginald is a local actor who tries to help me tell Bible stories.
Nay, I succeed at bringing Bible stories to life. Today, I will be telling the beautiful story of the birth of the Savior of the world, and I call it the Sensible Christmas Partial Musical Extravaganza, thusly.
Partial musical?
I can't sing, but there will be some music. This performance is based off of a vision I had in my sleep after feasting on a large portion of leftover Thai food. So prepare for something explosive.
Please, no.
Today, I will be venturing where no one-man Shakespearean Bible story reenactor has ventured before.
Home?
No. For the first time, I will enlist the help of a wannabe actor in the audience to help me tell my one-man story.
But then it wouldn't be a one-man.
I need a volunteer who is willing to be voluntold what to do. I am coming for you, my adoring fans. Thusly.
Reginald, I can't let you rope in anyone into your nonsense. And there he goes.
Which one? Okay.
Say hear ye, hear ye.
You want to do hear ye, hear ye?
Yeah.
Hear ye, hear ye. I, Caesar August, demand that all lettuce be served with croutons and Parmesan cheese dressing. Let it be so. What? And E. coli.
That's not also around that time. A man named Joseph started his journey back to his hometown of Bethlehem.
Joseph's luck was really out. His spirit and his fortune.
No, I'm hot. I'm sweating right now.
Wrong, Joseph. Joseph also had his wife with him. Her name was Mary.
Wave. Not like that. Like a beauty queen. Like this. Better.
And his wife Mary was with child. And this baby would be God's son. But enough about that. Back to the Christmas story. The top of 24?
That's like the totally end of the whole thing.
Okay, when suddenly an angel appeared to them.
All right, then we're out here. Ah, an incredibly beautiful angel. It is so beautiful. I am afraid.
The angel said, "Do not be afraid. My beauty is a gift to everyone." So the shepherds did as they were told and traveled the world telling everyone about the handsome angel they met. They went to places like Egypt.
Do I do this dance? I can't do this dance. I gotta practice this.
All the old paintings on the tomb. Okay. And New York. Funky Town. Stop dancing. The end.
Thank you. Take your bows. I'm sure you have all been touched. And amazed by my talents today.
That had almost nothing to do with Christmas.
Well, at least I did a good job. Oh. I'm late for my performance. I must be off. Until next time, I exeunt left.
Left, right. Okay. I gotta be honest. My senses are exhausted, and my sense of humor has been tested to the extreme. But even though Reginald took us pretty far afield, I think we're close to completing our mission. Remember back in that long ago time when we started off and we said we were talking about compassion, caring enough to do something about someone else's need? Well, God knows we need to laugh. He knows we need to celebrate and have fun together. But he knows that even more than that, we need rescued. This Christmas, all kinds of families from all over the world are going to be sharing the story of Christmas together. For some, it's a tradition they've done every year, but others are just getting started this year.